Good morning. Thanks for listening to Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
What up, my brothers?
And a man that owes everybody dinner this morning has just called into the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jeff Van Rapport just called in on Rip Rapper Day here on the Doug and Wolf Show. How are you, young man?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys abusing me. My phone was blowing up. I'm in meetings, and I didn't realize that Wolf had such a following.
Well done on your part. As you can guess, we obviously want to talk about tomorrow and ASU's huge trip up to Seattle, and we're going to get into that in a second. But Wolf was talking the other day about Sam Bradford, and I wanted to talk to you about it and have everybody hear you. And for those of you that don't know, I hate to say anything nice about Jeff on Rip Rapper Day, but so many times Jeff would sit next to me on the plane, watch film, and point out things to me to help me learn the game better as a sideline reporter, and I've always appreciated that. And I remember what you always said about, as a quarterback, you go through your progressions and you would say, it's binary. Are you open? Yes or no? Boom, move on. And I was hearing Wolf say one of the things with Sam Bradford is he might be coming off his reads too early, that maybe because they have on film guys getting open a split second after Bradford's already moved on. What is the proper time? How do you get a feel as a quarterback to know, stay on a guy this long, get off the guy sooner? How do you learn that?
Well, I think it depends on your depth of your drop and the depth of your route. So you have to time up your routes. So if your route is a 10-yard speed out, then you know your quarterback, if he's in gun, is going to have a quick rhythm three and the ball's out. But what happens sometimes, and it happened to me a lot, especially when you get hit, if you're a quarterback, you start to make a predetermination of the route being open or closed before your body's mechanically ready to throw the ball. And I remember Mike Marsh would always harp on me on that because I would take my eyes off of a guy too soon. And he's like, look, you're still in your crossover step. You're not in position to deliver the ball. You need to make that binary decision right before you're in position. So you, if it's yes, you move right to a mechanical throw. It certainly can happen. And guys come off and you know, we call it internal clock. You get sped up. Yeah. I mean, Washington had two pretty good. They had a one and a three technique that I thought played fantastic and compressed the pocket. So, those things happen to all quarterbacks for sure.
Yeah. Rapper, have you watched Sam Bradford play in the first two games here?
You know, I've watched him play, but man, I hate watching TV because you don't really see what's going on. I can't see the depth of the route and things like that. You know,
it's hard for you to make an assessment.
Yeah, it is. You know, but I tell you what I can assess from TV, and I saw it last night, is you can assess decisiveness, aggressiveness, and confidence. And, man, when Baker came in, you know, he hit his back step, and the ball was either out or he's climbing in the pocket.
You're right.
And he was very decisive. And I think when you're aggressive with your feet and you really, you know, you really attack your drop, I think it really helps you throw the ball because you're not going back like, well, is he open? You're calling lollygagging. You're exploding back. And that process of exploding and being physically, you know, ready to unleash it. Has to occur right when you get the ball in your hands. You can't make the decision at the top of your drop. Former, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, former ASU quarterback Jeff Van Rapport is joining us. It's so interesting you said that because during the game, I remember Troy Aikman being critical of the Tyrod Taylor drop and saying you're too slow in your drop, and that's why some of the bombs and the nine routes and the posts weren't being hit on because he's a little late and he's just kind of looking around and instead of boom, back foot comes out, drive, and if he's not open, all of a sudden move on. And now that you put this into words, I can say, without being knowledgeable enough to say it, I see that from Sam Bradford, not in the sense of like a lollygag through laziness, but a what's about to happen to me now versus I know exactly who's going to be where and ready to do it on the drop. And then that kind of explains to me his newfound inaccuracies from an accurate quarterback, that it has a lot to do with the drop and the confidence in his feet.
Yeah, and I think, that's probably a better way to say it than I said it. It's funny.
I'm the broadcaster. You're the quarterback. That's why.
You can't go into a play and not be 100% the full. You can't speed up during a play because if you speed up, you're going to change. You're going to overstride, get bad angles. you know, I remember, you know, Dan Henning and some of these guys, Rod Dauhauer is around town. I mean, they coach football from your feet up. And I think that's where you have to really go, because I think other players see it too. Just your aggressiveness, you know, in the huddle. You look at David Johnson running the ball. He's not looking for a hole. He's attacking. And then once he sees a crease, then he's exploding. But it starts with an attack and ends with an explosion. And I really like, you know, I really like watching them play. And I like when quarterbacks are confident, because if they're confident with their feet, that tells you they're confident with their eyes, because they're not doubting their read. You know, they trust the play. Football, I mean, Wolf will tell you, I mean, he's told you 1,000 times, football is really a simple deal. Just do what you're taught and do it at 100 miles an hour.
Rapper, on that note right there, what are your thoughts on what you're seeing from Manny Wilkins right now, and how much better would he be if they could run the ball?
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine Manny, like, in a zone stretch scheme, Wolf?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He would kill people, because he's so – you'd be scared to death that, you know, not only is he going to run by you, but he might jump over the top of you if he's on the perimeter. But, no, Manny, I think Manny's done a great job, because what people don't realize is that Manny's had to adjust to 3 different offenses in 3 years. You know, imagine going to work and every January, by the way, we're going to learn a brand new computer system.
Yep. It's a big deal.
You lose your mind.
Yeah.
But yet, here's a guy who's been able to persevere through that. People do not give him enough credit. That kid is morally strong. He's mentally strong. I mean, I really like his makeup. He is a survivor. He's not about yesterday. He's about tomorrow. All the cliches that you want to throw out, but man, that's 3 offenses is almost not fair. I mean, yeah. I went through two and a morph, but you know, that was over a longer period of time.
Rose Bowl winning quarterback Jeff Van Rapport is joining Doug and Wolf here. He's your color analyst. He'll have the call with Tim Healy coming up tomorrow night at UW when ASU goes there. Staying on Manny Wilkins. You know, there's that line. There's the Antonio Brown yelling because the ball's not being thrown to me, even though he says it's not about that, but we all know it is. And there's the fire, passion, leadership on the sidelines. When Manny was starting to go off a little bit on the sidelines in San Diego, did you like it?
You know, I didn't see it because of where we were situated, and they were on the other side, so I didn't see any of it. So I'll just answer from the generic perspective. Do I like it? I like it. If you're going off about a situation, I don't like it. If you're going off about a person or a decision or anything like that, because I think everybody looks to you. There's so many times during a game where you have a bad play on, but somebody makes a great decision and it makes it either into a neutral, or think about this, you know, a bad play and somebody throws it away. That's great. It's a great throwaway. Or, you know, somebody's covered, but you throw them open. It just wasn't a well-designed play against this team. It was a good defense. And nothing's going to be perfect. So I think how you handle adversity is important. And I think, you know, I think Manny was just frustrated that they're down there and, they, you know, they're trying to get it in and couldn't get it in. So I like the passion. I just think you have to control it, because it's the perception of the passion that gets blown out. It's, you know, when people are talking about it on radio like this, that may not be the best thing for the team.
Exactly, Rapper. What are your impressions of this team through 3 games right now and the job that Herm Edwards is doing?
You know, I mean, I've been very impressed, actually. It's, you know, we got beat physically. So you can scheme all you want and draw stuff up, but we got worked a little bit at San Diego, a lot at San Diego State.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is just confidence and and passion. When you come to the game and your feet hit the field, you better be ready to play. And I think we're ready to play at Michigan State. And I don't think we anticipated how San Diego State was going to hit us in the mouth, and we didn't react real well to it. So I'd be kind of curious to see. I always told Doug, you know, that to me it's 3 games. Yeah, you kind of get an idea of what a team is, because pros, I think you get it faster because they're professionals. But college, it's like, how do you handle either success or failure, and can you see that maturation process? You know, this is a team that's kind of in a rebuilding mode. You know, they're learning a new defensive scheme, and you're asking young safeties. San Diego State did a great job. I mean, they kicked out the end. They washed everything down, Wolf, and the back went stretch, you know, out of toss sweep and went vertical. Yep. And now you're saying, okay, you know, Mr. Corner, Mr. Safety, we need you to come up and make a big-time tackle. And, you know, when you're 18 years old and you're in high school, you know, it's no big deal making the tackle in the high school field. You come up in college and there's a guy 220, 215 pounds. He's running full speed because he's trying to make the NFL like Rashad Penny did, you know, the year before from San Diego State.
Yeah. Great talk. Thanks for coming on. And you somewhat redeemed yourself from yesterday.
You know, Jeff, we're going to rip you the rest of the show, too. So get your phone ready.
Hey, you know, I always learned if you're not getting ripped, then you're totally irrelevant.
That's exactly right, brother.
That's true.
We love you, man.
That
Thank
must
you,
make
Robert.
Me relevant. I get ripped every day. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you guys take care. You guys do a great job.